This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi tawakkal 'alayh. Na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa may yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Qur'anil Majid ba'da a'udzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Last week we spoke about the Quranic prescription for finding happiness and inner peace. And the Quran gives us multiple ways to find inner peace. The most important one that we discussed last week is Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that your hearts will only find true happiness in the remembrance of Allah. So your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is most important for finding inner peace. Today I want us to look at a different prescription in the Quran for inner peace. One that's more social, and that is the family. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He describes marriage in the Quran, He says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you can find peace in each other's company. You can become each other's source of happiness. Sakina, peace, happiness. This can be found in marriage, in family. And this is an overlooked source of happiness in the modern world. Now we live in a very strange time. We live in probably the only generation I know of where people are not enthusiastic to get married. Now for the bulk of human history, people couldn't wait to grow up and get married. They were excited at the prospect of marriage. You know, we have to keep the boys and girls apart because we worry that there's too much attraction. But now, between individualism and the love of wealth and the hatred for the opposite gender, we have many young people who have no interest in marriage. And when you talk to them about marriage, they say, why are you worried about marriage? I just want to be happy. As if marriage gets in the way of happiness. I think about this, right? Allah says that in the company of your spouse, you will find happiness. But people today say, I don't want to get married, I want to be happy. We flip the script so badly that we think the very thing that Allah created to be a source of happiness would be the opposite, would be the source of unhappiness for us. Now where does this thinking come from? This comes from a lot of brainwashing going on in the media and society that most people are unaware of. Right? There is a concept called individualism, or more so with this generation, hyper-individualism. What is hyper-individualism? It is the focus on oneself and only oneself. Nafsi, nafsi. Myself, myself. It is this idea that all that matters is me, myself and I. My ideas, my goals, my preferences, my desires, my identity. Where the world becomes all about me. And when you become your own God, really you become your own God when you're that self-obsessed. And everything becomes about what's going to make me happy, what's going to bring me joy, what's going to help me achieve my goals. And anything that brings about the slightest bit of inconvenience, the slightest bit of responsibility, the slightest bit of having to compromise for somebody else, it gets thrown out the window. And the first thing to get thrown out the window in the pursuit of one's own selfish desires is family. Because let's face it, family comes with responsibility. Family comes with compromise. Family comes with having to put somebody else before yourself. So if someone's been brought up with this idea that all that matters is you and all that matters is your desires, and if you truly want to be happy, just focus on doing whatever makes you happy, why would that person want to bring somebody else into the picture where that person's happiness now becomes a priority over their own? And so now we hear people saying things like, I don't want to have children, too much responsibility. I don't want to get married, too much responsibility. I want to be free. I want to be happy. I don't want to be handcuffed. Right? And I would say that these individuals, and they are a lot today, they are many today, they are deluded by Shaitan. They are deluded by the devil. Because it is easier for the devil to seduce someone when they are alone. It is easier for the devil to lead someone astray when they are alone. It is easier for the wolf to catch that sheep that is alone than the sheep that is in the flock. And so what Shaitan has done in our times, he tries to isolate us. He tries to get us to be just focused on ourselves, all alone. Because let's face it, if you are living with a spouse, your spouse is going to keep you in check, right? If you're not waking up for Fajr, your wife's going to make sure you wake up for Fajr. If you start getting lazy with hijab, your husband's going to make sure you wear hijab properly, right? Marriage keeps you in check. A lot of people don't want that. So they want to be alone because they want to be free. So now when they are alone, they're not alone. It's them and Shaitan. Now if Shaitan tells them, you don't need to wake up for Fajr tomorrow. There's no one there helping them fight it. It's now a one-on-one battle. It's much harder to win the battle when you're alone. It's easier to win when you have a team, when you have people working together. See why Islam is so focused on society, on family, on community, on a sense of ummah. Because we have to be together. We have to fight the battle against the devil together. We can't do it on our own. But Shaitan tries to get you alone. So he tells you and he tricks you and he lies to you. And he says that you will find happiness in being alone. If you live alone, you can do whatever you want. You'll be happy. You don't have to listen to your parents. You don't have to worry about a nagging spouse. You don't have to worry about children. You can be happy. This is a lie that Shaitan is selling an entire generation. Because what people are not seeing is those same people today in their 20s and 30s who say, yeah, I'm going to be happy being alone. And so they move on their own and they cut off ties with their parents. They don't think about getting married. They don't think about having children. 20, 30 years down the line, that entire generation are going to regret it. Because nobody's thinking long term. Everyone's only thinking about now and here and their desires. So here's what's going to happen. If you have an entire generation that doesn't want to get married, that doesn't want to have children, number one, you're going to have a population decline. You know, we boast about Islam is increasing because we have so many children. That's not happening with the younger generation. Right? Some of them only want to have children. Population decline. But more than that, individually, maybe you decide later in life, okay, now I want to get married. But the doctor says, oh, sorry, you can't have children. You passed the age. It's too late. You should have got married 10 years ago if you wanted to have kids. You can't turn back the clock. You can't undo what is done. You can't change the fact that you only have a limited time, especially for women to have children before, you know, you're unable to do so biologically. Then what do you do? What happens if you turn 40 or 50 or 60 and you realize your parents have passed away, your siblings have passed away, you have no spouse, you have no children? You're now all alone. All alone. Because life goes through a cycle. The natural cycle of life is you're a child, you have your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, your uncles and aunts. As you get older, that generation starts dying out. Replacing them in your life is your spouse and your children and your grandchildren. But if you're not working on having spouse and children and grandchildren, no one's replacing them. And one day you find yourself completely alone. And then we hear stories of people who when they pass away, nobody even knows until a week later when their neighbor can smell something coming from the house. Because they live such lonely lives that nobody even checks up on them. They don't have people. This is a tragedy. And this is going to happen to more and more people if we choose the path of loneliness. So what can we do to combat this? What can we do to change the narrative and get people back to what is natural? And really, family is the natural way. And we can prove this through Quran. We can prove this through Sunnah. We can even just prove it through basic biology. Right? You know, in the time of the Sahaba, there was some youngsters who they wanted to be extra pious. So one of them said, I'm going to pray tahajjud every night. I'm never going to sleep. One of them said that I'm going to fast every day of my life. And one of them said, I'm going to, you know, never get married. You know, stay a virgin for life. Never get married. He thought that was piety. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got very angry about this. He stood up and he gave a khutbah. And he said that I am the best of you. I fast. Some days I don't fast in other days. I sleep and I pray for a portion of the night, and I'm married to many women. And he said that marriage is my sunnah. Whoever strays from it is not of me. So what is the sunnah? What is the natural way? What is the way we are meant to be? We are meant to be in families. We are meant to have close relationship with our families. And that is a primary source of happiness. It is a primary source of joy. It's a primary source of peace. What happens when you don't have family? You're more likely to feel lonely. You're more likely to feel depressed. You're more likely to feel suicidal. Because you are denying yourself a natural source of happiness. So do not fall for the devil's deception. The devil is lying to you. Shaitan is lying to you when he says that you'll be happy if you are alone. No, you'll be happy if you follow the sunnah. If you do things the natural way. That's where you will find happiness. So what we need to do? Number one, we need to educate our younger generation about marriage. This is a huge problem, not just in South Africa, globally. Young people are being raised just to be worker bees. They're just being raised to work and have a career and that's it. They're not taught how to be husbands or wives or mothers or fathers or community members or volunteers or involved in the society or good neighbors. It's just work. Life has just become work and nothing else. And we see it in the way communities are changing, right? With the older generation, many people would volunteer. Many people would want to set up programs. Many people would want to get involved in community. People wanted to get married. People wanted to have children. And now with the younger generation, it's just work and Netflix and video games. That's become their life. Absolutely no sense of family, no sense of community. This needs to change. And for this to change, it begins with what we educate them on and how we educate them. We have to teach the next generation the importance of marriage and how to make a marriage work. We have to teach them the importance of parenting and that you expect them to one day become parents and raise their own children. We have to teach them the importance of community, making them attend Islamic programs, having them volunteer, having them be part of a community. We cannot allow them to become so cut off from other people that it's just them and shaitan every day. We have to rebuild society and family. Another thing we need to do to change this is we need to change the narrative about how we talk about marriage. This has been a problem for a long time in our community. That almost any time the topic of marriage comes up, it's jokes about how marriage is oppression, how marriage is jail, how marriage is handcuffs, how marriage is, you know, it's all these negative ideas. And you tell your daughter, I'm sending you to university in case you get divorced one day. Right? You're only putting in her mind the concept of divorce before teaching her about marriage. What are you teaching them? You're teaching that marriage is a bad thing. That marriage is something you don't want. That marriage is something oppressive. Something that's going to hold you down. Something that you wish you could get out of. That's what you're saying when you talk about marriage negatively. We need to change it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never in the Quran speaks about marriage negatively. Look at the verse that we're talking about. Allah says about marriage, He said it is from the signs of Allah. It is a miracle. It is a proof of the existence of Allah. In this surah, Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists for us the proofs of the existence of Allah, and one of those proofs is marriage. One of the proofs of the existence of Allah is marriage. And then look how He describes it. He says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you can find peace and happiness in each other's company. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَّدَّ وَرَحْمَةً, and you find love and compassion with each other. And he said, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And these are signs for people who think. If you think about it, the fact that two strangers who didn't know each other for 20 or 30 years can meet each other and fall so much in love with each other that they spend the rest of their lives together and they have children together and they produce an entire family together, this is a sign of the existence of Allah. He's the one who put love between their hearts. So the Quranic method of teaching us about marriage is to portray it positively. It is a sign of Allah. It is a source of sakina. It is a source of mawadda. But when we talk about it, we talk about it negatively. We talk about it as, you know, you're going to settle down. You're going to get handcuffed. You're going to be, you know, held down by your spouse. This is not the sunnah. This is the opposite of what Islam teaches. So we need to change the narrative. We need to make sure that we are talking to our children, especially our teenagers and youngsters in their early 20s, about marriage positively. As if it's something to look forward to, something exciting, something that's going to bring joy and blessing and happiness to their lives, because that is what the Quran says marriage is supposed to do. And if we do that, maybe they'll look forward to it. Maybe they'll want to get married. Maybe they'll want to, you know, start their own families one day. So this is an important part of the Islamic concept of happiness. That we find happiness in family. And we can extend this further. Your relationship with your parents can be a source of happiness for you. Your relationship with your siblings can be a source of happiness for you. Your relationship with your broader family can be a source of happiness for you. Because we are not meant to be alone. We are social creatures. We find happiness in the company of other people. So do not go give in to this idea that happiness lies in being alone. Do not give in to this idea that happiness lies in doing what you want when you want. No. Happiness lies, number one, in the pleasure of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah. But within that, one of the means that Allah created for happiness, the family. Find happiness in the company of your children, your spouse, your parents, your siblings, your extended family. Because this is what Allah created family for. And that's one point to think about. For anyone who's still not convinced that there is more happiness in family compared to being alone. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, He created him alone in Jannah. He created him alone in Jannah, and if being alone is what gave us happiness, He would never ever have created Eve. Because something was missing. That sakina you get from the company of the opposite gender was missing. Allah created Eve to be the companion of Adam because we are lonely and we are not complete without marriage and without family. Think about it. Why did Allah create Eve? He was in Jannah. If there's any place where you can be happy being alone, it's Jannah. But guess what? No one's going to be in Jannah alone. Even after we pass away, no one's going to be in Jannah alone. Everyone's going to have family in Jannah. Why? Because that is where joy comes from our relationships with other people. And we are slowly becoming a generation that don't even know how to have a relationship with another human being. That our only relationships are with our phones and our video games and our televisions. And we don't know how to interact with real people. And this is becoming a real problem for the new generation. So we ask Allah to allow us to live by the Quran, to understand it properly, and to be people who follow His message. And we ask Allah to make all of the marriages of our community marriages of love and compassion, and to allow the next generation to experience this as well. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. For our younger generation, those who have been taught these ideas that marriage is going to cause problems and marriage is going to hold you back and marriage is going to get in the way of your dreams, for that generation, I highly recommend that you spend time around people who have happy marriages. Spend time in the company of people who have happy marriages to see the level of joy and peace and fulfillment it brings to people's lives. Because perhaps it may be the case that a young person has never seen a model of a good marriage, and that's why they have a negative perception of marriage. Perhaps they just haven't seen a model of a good marriage. Right? But I truly believe anyone who has seen loving and happy couples around them would look forward to getting married one day. So there's something wrong in what's going on with this younger generation, that people feel that happiness is in being alone and that family will get in the way of your happiness. This is a very un-Islamic idea, a very unnatural idea, and a very dangerous idea. And one last message for the parents and for the older generation. Make marriage easy for the younger generation. Make marriage easy. Because we live in a day and age where zina is as easy as pressing a button on your phone. Zina is that easy. It's that accessible. So if you are telling your kid you can't get married till you're 25 or 30, well, there is a hadith about this. In Adab al-Ghufra Imam al-Bukhari, there is a hadith where the Prophet said, Allah knows best the level of authenticity of the hadith, but he's narrated that he said that if a young man reaches the age of puberty and wants to get married, and his parents block him from doing so in any way, and he falls into zina, his parents will also get the sin of zina. His parents will share in the sin of zina. And the same applies to your daughter. The same. The Prophet said that if a man of character and piety proposes to your daughter and you reject it, expect fitna. Expect fitna. Expect problems. Make nikah easy. Make it simple. If you have a youngster in your family who wants to get married, they can do nikah, have a nikah done now, and they can move in together 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years time later when they're ready. But at least they have a halal relationship that they can build together. Nikah doesn't have to be, you know, something that happens at the end of your life journey. This is a very foreign concept to Islam. Right? This idea that you go to school, then you go to university, then you start work, then you buy a house, then you buy a car, then you enjoy life, and then later on you settle down. This is not Islamic. This is an un-Islamic idea. In Islam, nikah is the beginning of the life journey. It's not the ending. You're not settling down, you're starting up. And so Muslims should get married young. They should perform nikah as young as possible to protect themselves from the fitna that is out there, to have a healthy life. Because nikah gives you access to certain health benefits that you cannot get outside of nikah in terms of actual things you can do. Things that are natural and healthy and important. So my message to parents, make nikah easy. Do not be an obstacle in the way of your children getting married once they have reached the age where they need to get married. Rather, facilitate nikah for them and allow them to be able to live a natural life. And be grateful that you have a youngster who wants to get married. Because nowadays, there's so much fitna out there that most people, or many, many people, have no interest in marriage. They much rather just do haram. And so if you want to preserve the next generation, we want the next generation to be honorable, we want them to be dignified, we want them to have their own families and to have loving relationships and their own children, then we need to make nikah easy. We need to facilitate it, we need to, you know, it's as simple as a contract. It's as simple as a contract. That's it. What it is, a contract to make a relationship halal. The details they can figure out throughout life together. You know, as the years go by, the relationship will change. It will grow. But at least give them that option of a halal relationship. We ask Allah to allow us to practice what has been preached. And we ask Allah to allow us to experience the benefits of the halal and to protect us from the haram and to guide us to the best of options. رَبَّنَا عَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ